One often repeated belief about the forerunners in the St. Petersburg mayoral race is that they agree on a majority of issues. To some degree, both of the candidates accept the need for more community policing, neighborhood revitalization, and for further educational efforts. Asked by the moderator what issues might highlight the differences between them, Bill Foster cited Kathleen Ford's plan to use money in the city's reserve funds to balance spending. Here is Kathleen Ford's response to Foster's view.
Well, I respectfully disagree, and let me just tell you what I think our biggest difference is, and it has to do with a statement that Mr. Foster made in response to the Chamber of Commerce's questionnaire. And he stated, I will take a leadership role with our partners and stakeholders, the Rays, Major League Baseball, Florida, Pinellas Citizens, to negotiate the use agreement of a new facility located in St. Petersburg, with construction beginning sometime after 2015. Folks, that's what this race is really all about. In the midst of all that was going on in our economy, the mayor and administration and everybody else was distracted by coming up with a proposal to build a new stadium, and it was done secretly. Now, my opponent didn't appear at all to question either the process or the substance of what was being proposed. But what was so troubling to me, in the largest financial issue to face the city of St. Petersburg last year, my opponent was silent. And it's just too important. We've got so many other things we need to address.
Bill Foster responds.
The biggest difference between myself and Mrs. Ford as it pertains to the Rays is that she will beat them over the head with a contract, the contract which is only as good as the parties to it, and a contract that could be breached. And I will sit down with any major business or small business in the city to find out how to address their needs. You don't have to make everything adversarial in the hopes that some judge is going to issue an injunction. At the end of the day, it comes down to how big is the check that we're going to get as they pack up their bags and leave the city.
Differences between the candidates began to emerge on the issue of how the city of St. Pete can better meet the needs of people with no income and those with low income. Kathleen Ford.
There is a challenge right now with families, as you all know. In this economy, it's been really, really tough. And that is one group that is really challenged. And I'm really excited to see the work that Family Promise is doing through the American Church of the Beatitudes. Reverend Philip Miller Evans is working collaboratively with a group to look at how we can help our homeless families and get them back on their feet, get them into an affordable home. We've got some code problem homes, which I think are wonderful opportunities for our youth to learn how to rehab a structure, and then it's a wonderful opportunity to get a first-time homeowner in that house. We can look at expanding our PIN program, which is police in the neighborhoods, make it FIN, firefighters in our neighborhoods, and TIN, teachers in our neighborhoods. Put those incentives in place to make housing more affordable.
And Bill Foster on low-income housing.
You know, I am encouraged by what the Housing Authority is doing, looking at units throughout the city to make sure that we are diverse, to make sure that we have integrated neighborhoods. I also do support the ideas of what's happening with Graham Rogel, with the demolition of the Graham site and the creation of 50 units, nice units, new units, 25 in public housing and 25 in workforce housing. And then the renovation of the Rogel side, where you have the creation of larger units with more amenities and more workforce housing.
Kathleen Ford added more detail about the funding of public housing.
You know, it's a real challenge this year because our state housing initiatives program, the SHIP program, and I used to sit on the SHIP advisory board before I was elected to city council, and that's an advisory board that advises local government on how to use those affordable housing funds from the state level. This, I don't know if any of you all remember paying DOC stamps, but those documentary stamp taxes that you pay are set aside, go to the state, and then the state sends them back to the local government to use for affordable housing. Well, this year, the state didn't send any of that money back. So consequently, we don't have those resources to help us in getting affordable housing. My commitment to you is to make sure that we will have those funds restored because it's really critical.
After the hour-long debate, WMNF spoke to a few of those in attendance. Joyce McCarty seemed to be leaning towards Kathleen Ford.
I think the First Amendment is one of the issues that makes them different. And I think Foster really doesn't understand the homeless issue like he says he does. I think Kathleen does a little bit better. But I think if you haven't went and experienced what the homeless go through on a daily basis, I think you don't really understand at all.
Virginia Luttrell, who once served on the St. Pete City Council, supports Bill Foster.
I mean, we're looking at a complete difference in temperament. We're looking at a complete difference on Bill Foster being a uniter, the other candidate, his opponent, being a divider. She has the reputation for being a divider. She can't bring anybody to consensus. So that is of major importance. And they were both very courteous tonight not to go there. But as an observer and as one who knows both of these candidates for many years and who served on city council with Mr. Foster and supports Mr. Foster, I will tell you that his temperament is more suited to bringing the consensus together in this city.
And Chris Broody wholly supports Kathleen Ford. He told WMNF about his views on consensus building.
Consensus building at this point in time is basically a euphemism for allowing the minority to dictate to the majority. Consensus building is a feel-good, touchy-feely, feel-good position that is not real. So I think it's really a cut and dried and fairly clear option between whether you're going to vote for the common people, lower tax rates, which Kathleen has promised, more judicious use of the surplus, and on the other hand, you're looking at continuation of a very top-heavy management situation. Of course, support for giveaways to big corporations, and that's a major difference. If that's the 30% difference, that's the major difference between the two.
This forum is to be re-aired on St. Pete TV a number of times. Consult stpete.org for more info. The mayoral and city council elections will take place on November 3rd. For WMNF, this is Lance Robson.